Hey everyone, welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style. I'm your girl Laura Bennett, here to dish out some real talk about relationships, and trust me, when I say real talk, it includes that messy, beautiful, complicated world of self-love. Because let's be honest, how can we truly heal our attachment styles and show up authentically in relationships if we haven't first mastered the art of loving ourselves? It's like trying to build a house on shaky ground. You might get somewhere, but it's bound to fall apart eventually. So today, we're diving deep into cultivating self-love and acceptance because trust me, this isn't just some fluffy, feel-good concept. This is the foundation of healthy relationships, inner peace, and a life filled with genuine joy. You know that feeling when you're truly comfortable in your own skin? Like you could conquer anything because you believe in yourself. That's what we're aiming for, my friends. Now, I'm not saying it's easy. There will be days when the self-doubt creeps in and those inner critics feel louder than a marching band. But guess what? That's totally normal. We all struggle with this sometimes. It's part of the human experience. So, let's talk about some key takeaways that can help us cultivate that loving relationship with ourselves. First off, practice radical self-compassion. This means treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend who's going through a tough time. No more harsh self-criticism. Instead, try saying, "Hey, I'm human and everyone makes mistakes. What can I learn from this?" Secondly, challenge those negative thoughts. You know the ones. I'm not good enough. I'll never be successful. Those are just lies disguised as truths. Don't let them dictate your reality. When those negative voices pop up, ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? Most likely, the answer is no. Thirdly, celebrate your accomplishments, big and small. Did you finish that project at work? Rock that workout. Order takeout and watch a movie in your PJs without feeling guilty. That's a win. Acknowledge your victories and give yourself credit for all the amazing things you do. Fourth, set healthy boundaries. You are not obligated to please everyone or say yes to everything. Learn to prioritize your own needs and well-being. Saying no sometimes is a sign of self-respect, not selfishness. Finally, remember that self-love is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs along the way, but keep practicing these tools, keep showing up for yourself, and you'll gradually build the unshakable foundation of self-acceptance. Ever felt like you were always putting everyone else's needs before your own? You know that feeling when you're exhausted, depleted, and barely have time to breathe because you're constantly running around trying to please everyone? Well, I've been there. And trust me, it's not sustainable. It can leave you feeling resentful, burnt out, and disconnected from yourself. Here's a real-life scenario. Imagine your best friend asks you for help with their big presentation. You know they're stressed, so you drop everything to proofread their slides and offer advice even though you have a million things on your plate already. It sounds kind, right? Well, sometimes saying yes when we really want to say no can actually harm our own well-being. We need to learn to prioritize our own needs and boundaries. That doesn't mean saying no to everything, it just means being more intentional about our commitments and making sure we're not sacrificing our own happiness and health. So, let's recap what we learned today. Cultivating self-love isn't just about having a positive mindset, it's about actively practicing self-compassion, challenging negative thoughts, celebrating your wins, setting healthy boundaries, and remembering that this is a journey, not a destination. Remember, you are worthy of love, acceptance, and happiness starting with yourself. Now, go out there and spread some kindness, not just to others, but to yourself too. Take those steps towards becoming the best version of yourself. I know you've got this. And until next time, keep shining bright, my loves. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss an episode and share this one with a friend who might need a little dose of self-love encouragement. See you next time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.